December 22, on the threshold of eternity. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15:54. How precious to those who are losing their loved ones of this world are their faith and hope in the promises of God which open before them the future immortal life. Their hopes may fasten upon unseen realities of the future world. Christ has risen from the dead, the first fruits. Hope and faith strengthen the soul to pass through the dark shadows of the tomb, in full faith of coming forth to immortal life in the morning of the resurrection. The paradise of God, the home of the blessed. There all tears shall be wiped off from all faces, when Christ shall come the second time to be admired in all them that believe. 2 Thessalonians 1:10. Death shall be swallowed up in victory, and there shall be no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more death. A rich promise is given to us. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. Is not this promise rich and comforting to those who love God? The resurrection of Jesus was a sample of the final resurrection of all who sleep in him. The risen body of the Savior, his deportment, the accents of his speech were all familiar to his followers. In like manner will those who sleep in Jesus rise again. We shall know our friends even as the disciples knew Jesus. Though they may have been deformed, diseased, or disfigured in this mortal life, yet in their resurrected and glorified body their individual identity will be perfectly preserved, and we shall recognize in the face radiant with the light shining from the face of Jesus the lineaments of those we love. The life-giver will call up his purchased possession in the first resurrection, and until that triumphant hour when the last trump shall sound and the vast army shall come forth to eternal victory, every sleeping saint will be kept in safety and will be guarded as a precious jewel who is known to God by name.